Well, the congressman who represents 36 counties in North Missouri has actually counted the number of days since the flood of 2019 started. And as I record this on Friday, the 17th of July, it's been 494 days since that flood started. And as Congressman Sam Graves points out, the communities are still dealing with that. We still have thousands of acres of farmland in northwest Missouri that is underwater and also under silt, sand, etc. I'm Brian Houseworth, and joining me to talk about what's happening in his district is Congressman Sam Graves. So, Congressman, appreciate your time. Let's start there. Let's start with that very issue. You have a lot of communities, particularly in far northwest Missouri, that are still those farming communities that are hurting badly.
That's right. And the biggest problem was we had so many levee breaches along the Missouri that not all of them were able to be closed before this spring. So that allowed some water back in many cases. There was a lot more than we ever expected of those breaches that were closed, but there's still some spots that are open and some people that have water.
When you talk about the levees, you have said all along, and I remember you told me this when you filed in February, Congressman, when you came here to Jefferson City, you mentioned that communities were still living in fear behind basically temporarily repaired levees. Is that still the case?
In some cases, it is. In some cases, there's temporary fixes, and that's obviously not nearly as good as a permanent fix. And then in many cases, too, they're building back to the exact same, criteria that was there before, which means that it could easily flood out or blow out again. So that's one of the things we were able to change in the WERDA Act, is to be able to allow resiliency and to be able to not have to go through this process year after year after year. We can make some changes now when it comes to rebuilding those levees.
Congressman, you have helped pass a bill, at least through committee. It is a bill that is called the Water Resources Development Act, WRDA. It's a bipartisan bill. It's passed the Transportation Committee. And a lot of things in here, but basically it gives the communities more opportunity to help with planning. What can you tell us about the bill, and are you optimistic? I know it's passed committee. What about the floor? Have you been able to talk to Speaker Pelosi, for instance?
Yes, and we've been working on this for some time. It's called the WERDA Bill. It's the Water Resources Development Act, as you pointed out. We do this every 2 years, and we're on schedule to have it done again, this Congress, and to reauthorize those programs. I think if I were predicting right now, because it passed unanimously off the floor, if I were predicting, I think it'll go very easily off the floor of the House. Again, it was unanimous out of committee, and then it'll go over to the Senate, and then we'll work it out in conference. But I think we ought to be able to have this done before the election this year, and it deals with so many things when it comes to inland waterways and how we manage it. And it does. It gives communities more opportunity when it comes to the planning process. It streamlines the delivery of those flood risk reduction projects, rebuilding levees, building levees. It addresses so many flood risk needs, and it also does a couple of things that I'm very happy about. One is when it comes to pay-fors, we've eliminated about $7 billion worth of programs that are no longer needed, or they simply have run their course, or they're not being used anymore, and we've taken those dollars to help pay for this process. And there's just a lot of good things in there. We've also added non-federal levies. If you look at the system as a whole, you've got federal levies and then you've got non-federal levies. Well, if you don't fix all of them, then you're going to have gaps in between, and it's going to allow that water right back into to flood. So this gives assistance to those folks that have non-federal levies, allows the Corps of Engineers to come in and help with the planning process and the delivery process. And so a lot of good things in this bill.
Congressman, I know you're very busy. Two real quick questions, and I appreciate your time. Are there any communities in northern Missouri, particularly northwest Missouri, that you're concerned about right now, getting back to what we talked about earlier about, having farmland basically covered in silt or sand? Any particular communities that you're aware of that still applies to?
Yes, and there's actually several, but a couple of that are particularly worrisome for me. Craig, Missouri being one of those, Corning, Missouri, another. Those are just two that are in Holt County, for instance, and you know, I'm very concerned about, you know, those levee breaches and the fact that these folks continue to have to deal with this, and then they have to deal with FEMA on top of that, this has been tough on people. Not only have they lost their farms in many cases, but they've lost their homes, and not only have they lost their homes once, but in some cases three and four times, because the water would keep coming back in those open breaches, and that makes it really hard on a family when you just get back in your house and you start cleaning up, and then here comes the water again.
Yeah, in Craig, Missouri, you mentioned Craig, Missouri. You and I did interviews 27 years ago. They were underwater. I mean, I can't think of a town in this state that has been flooded more than Craig, Missouri, just down the road from you. If there is, I'm not aware of one.
Yeah, it's, and it goes back to the management of the river. And what has changed, and I hear that question a lot from folks, what has changed over the years? What has changed is the way that the Corps manages the river, and it's no longer, flood control and navigation are no longer the top priorities. Now you've got a list of 7-8 priorities out there, which also includes fish and wildlife, habitat, tourism, and they're trying to balance all of those priorities, and you just simply can't do it. We need to manage the river the way it used to be managed when we were able to control the flooding, and that is making flood control and navigation the top priority.
All right, Congressman, final question, and I know you're busy. Hospitals in North Missouri, you represent 36 counties. Are they overwhelmed? How are they doing?
So the hospitals, what's interesting is, it's not that they're overwhelmed. It's in many cases that they're underwhelmed, and you have a lot of folks that are not coming into the hospital. They're afraid of getting COVID. You also have some instances too, at least in the past, where voluntary surgeries were suspended. That's what pays the bills at so many of these hospitals. We're slowly starting to see now things get back to normal, which is good for the hospitals, but they were able to access dollars in the CARES Act. That was certainly good for our rural hospitals, and those are the ones that I worry about more than any other, because these are hospitals, obviously, that serve smaller populations, and these are hospitals, though, that are vitally important to our communities, particularly when it comes to emergency room service, which is one of the most expensive things to keep going. It's one of those things where you hope you never have to use it, but you certainly want it there if you need it. And this has been particularly tough on these hospitals, rural hospitals, but we're slowly seeing it turn around, and hopefully they can hang in there. And we may be looking at plussing up some of those dollars as well to rural hospitals if they are still in trouble when the CARES Act runs out.
Anything you want to add?
Well, this is just, I know this is a trying time for everybody. I do believe that it's important that we get the economy going and, get businesses going again. But, I certainly do hope that, people continue to practice social distancing when it comes to washing your hands and just being careful when you're around folks. I think that's going to be the new norm. But the bottom line is this isn't going away. And I do think it's time to get the country going again.